Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Susan Hurley's Bench, for Runners to Rest and Reflect, by Bruce Henderson. A crowd gathered by the Johnny Kelly statue early on the morning of March 28th for a ceremony both solemn and joyful, part memorial service, part joyful training run for the upcoming Boston Marathon. They gathered to dedicate a bench to the memory of Susan Hurley, founder of Charity Teams, which has helped thousands of runners and other athletes over 18 years raise over $42 million for nonprofits. Hurley died in November at age 62 from ovarian cancer, originally diagnosed in 2022. Hurley's former husband, David McGillivray, said the Johnny Kelly statue was Hurley's favorite spot on the Boston Marathon course because it represented everything the Boston Marathon stands for: endurance, longevity, determination, the resilience of Boston, and always being young at heart. He said the memorial bench will soon be installed in front of the statue, inviting runners to rest and reflect. Hurley's son, Max, announced the launch of the Susan Hurley Fund. Inspired by her boundless energy, zest for life, and encouragement for others, he and his brother Ryan unveiled drawings of the bench. Governor Maura Healey spoke of Hurley's unbounded, inspiring passion and energy, and how it changes lives every single day in the ripple effects of the causes you run for. Mayor Mark Laredo and Boston Athletic Association President and CEO Jack Fleming also spoke. As the event concluded, approximately 50 runners boarded buses for Hopkinton for the start of Hop 21, a first-of-spring 21-mile training run, one of many fundraising runs that Hurley had created to help inspire others to help others. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.